There's some literature you need. We have some marketing material. Unfortunately, I didn't bring any of them with me, but you know, that is publicly released.
Really?
And so.
What did?
Congratulations also publicly on your appointment, Prime Minister.
Явно ви честитам за преземањето на вашата функција, премиеру.
Prime Minister and I have had a bilateral conversation, of course, mainly focusing on the topics which are the relevant ones between NATO and Macedonia.
Премиерот и јас денеска имавме билатерална дискусија, главно на темите кои што се однесуваат на односите помеѓу НАТО и Македонија.
Prime Minister confirmed that the Ohrid Framework Agreement, that is the main lines concerning reform, will be implemented and executed, including the parts where extra attention should be paid to, that is equitable representation, the police law, which is in Parliament, reform, further reform, I should say, of the legal system.
Премиерот потврди дека Охридскиот рамковен договор целосно ќе се имплементира, особено деловите кои што се однесуваат на еднаквата застапеност, законот за полиција и останатите кои што веќе во парламентот и останатите реформи.
Also important, of course, the full implementation of the strategic defence review, keeping up the defence budget. I commended the Prime Minister for the fact that he is representing a nation which is not only a consumer but also a producer of security, given the fact that in many NATO operations Macedonia is present and is helping and assisting NATO.
Исто така стана збор и за прегледот за стратешкиот преглед за одбрана, исто така поддршката на буџетот за одбрана и му честитав на премиерот за тоа што тој е дел од една нација која што не е само потрошувач, туку и произведувач на безбедноста, земајќи го предвид учеството на Македонија во мисиите на НАТО.
I called on the Prime Minister and I think we agree there that it's very important for the government to have good relations with the opposition.
Разговаравме со премиерот и се согласивме околу тоа дека е многу важно за владата да има добри односи со опозицијата.
I told the Prime Minister that we're very glad that the EAPC, the Security Forum of the Euro-Atlantic Partnership Council, will be held in Ohrid next year, and I thanked the Prime Minister, of course, for the hospitality which NATO will enjoy, the EAPC, I should say, will enjoy next year in Ohrid.
Исто така му кажав на премиерот дека ни е многу драго дека ЕАПС, безбедносниот форум на Советот за Евроатлантско партнерство ќе се случи следната година во Охрид. Исто така му се заблагодаривме за гостопринството за овој форум.
Finally, on a subject which is of course a very important one, the NATO summit in Riga.
И на крајот за темата која што е многу важна, тоа е самитот на НАТО во Рига.
Of course, we exchanged, and the NATO position is well known, that this is a performance-based process without automaticity, that reform should go on.
Исто така, јасно е, и веќе сме кажале, дека ова е процес на НАТО кој што се заснива врз однос на изведбата, без никакви ултиматуми, тоа значи дека изведбата треба да се продолжи.
That there will be, I hope and I'm sure, an encouraging signal at the Riga summit, which is not on enlargement, as we all know.
Се надевам и сигурен сум дека ќе има охрабрувачки сигнал од овој самит во Рига кој што не е за проширувањето.
But that the exact nature and the content of that signal is not yet known to me and known to us because allies are discussing this.
А точната природа и содржина на тој сигнал се уште не ни е познат затоа што сојузниците се уште разговараат за тоа.
Thank you very much.
Ви благодарам многу.
Thank you, Mr. General Secretary. I would mention that the government delegation came here to visit the General Secretary, first of all to present ourselves, to say what is our ideas and politics that we are going to implement in the next period. Okay. We present our intention that we are going to strengthen the efforts, Republic of Macedonia to be as soon as possible prepared to join NATO, that we are going to continue with all the reforms that are important for NATO and important for Republic of Macedonia. Actually, what NATO is asking for us is to implement reforms which will improve the quality of the life of citizens of Republic of Macedonia. And doing this, we are actually making making progress on the way of Republic of Macedonia to join NATO. We discuss about several matters that Mr. General Secretary mentioned in his statement. We discuss about Riga Summit, and we believe that there will be encouragement in the report of the Riga statement, and that in the voting of the Riga summit, there will be encouraged and open door policy that will give a signal that on the next summit we have a good chance, of course, if we finish our obligations, to be invited as a member of NATO. That's our target, of course. We discuss about security conference that has to take place in Ohrid, and the government of Macedonia is has very serious approach to this issue. We are preparing for good hospitality and good organization. We discuss about the reforms that the government is going to do in a way to reduce the corruption and criminal in Republic of Macedonia, which in the period behind us was increased, and to undertake the measures which will give more power to the public prosecutor and more power to the people, which has to stop corruption and criminal and court reforms too. We discuss also about different other things, about coordination and communication and dialogue with the opposition, which is one of our priorities. And our contacts and my going after Brussels to Den Haag, to Hague, to have a meeting with the president of the court, to have a meeting with the public prosecutor, and to visit two Macedonians which are prisoned there. And that we are making efforts in front of the in this period when there is the last phase of discussions about the final status of Kosovo to be ready for all necessary logistic supports of NATO for implementing of the agreement that has to be reached. That's mainly and briefly what we discuss.
Good. Questions, please? Yeah.
Mr. Chef, you mentioned that it's very important to have for the government to have very good relations with the opposition. I think that you meant with Dui. We know that you have a telephone conversation with representatives of Dui. What is specific that you have in mind when you said a good relation with the opposition?
My deputy, Ambassador Minuto Rizzo, had a conversation with Mr. Ahmeti, whom I know well myself. I'm saying this, I have no specific ambition here, but I think it's important in any nation, as I discussed with the Prime Minister, that there is a good relationship despite difference of opinion. I mean, that happens in a democracy, the opposition doesn't agree with the government. And I'm not infringing, of course, on anything which happened in which is happening in the internal politics. But I think it's important, and that is a call to the government as well as to the DUI at the same time, to have a good, I would say, to have normal relations with each other in a political sense, nothing less, but certainly also nothing more.
Reuters.
Excuse me. Yeah. Why do you think the signal from Riga will be encouragement when it doesn't refer to enlargement? What is encouragement?
You're a bit quick off the mark, madam. We don't have a communique yet. We don't have a text yet. And, well, I'd rather hope you'll appreciate when I use the word encouragement than when I say, I don't know. I'll go on saying that I hope that Riga will produce a signal of encouragement for the relevant nations, the nations in the Western Balkans who have membership action plan. But I can't possibly say anything about the content of the signal, but don't be too negative.
Mark John from Reuters. I had a question for the Secretary General on Afghanistan, if possible. What is your reaction to the call by a UN official today for NATO to do more on counter-narcotics in Afghanistan, and how close are you to assembling the extra troops that military authorities have requested?
On the first part of your question, the call by the UN, as I've said many times before, NATO does not have and is not seeking a leading role in fighting the indeed very important problem of narcotics in Afghanistan. That's primarily a responsibility of the Afghan government. There is a structure in the G8 where, as you know, the United Kingdom is lead nation. NATO does not have the intention, and I'm not going to seek that either, to play the role in counter-narcotics the UN or UNODC is now advocating. I think that's a wrong approach. I think the UN itself, by the way, together with the international community, including NATO, UN, European Union, NATO in its limited role, and sorry that you might be hearing saying the same things twice, should have much higher level political attention to finding a solution for this huge problem. But I don't think that discussion would improve by saying that NATO should do it all. NATO cannot possibly do everything in Afghanistan, and NATO cannot possibly take a leading role. And what is in the press release by the UN that includes all kinds of military operations, NATO is definitely not going to do. Where I do agree, of course, is about the seriousness of the problem. But it is really too simple to look at NATO and say, well, NATO will get Afghanistan right. NATO is creating the security and stability conditions for democratization and for nation building. On the second part of your question, we are, as you know, in the process of answering the military advice which has been given to us by General Jones, by General Richards on the ground in Afghanistan, to see that we can fill the requirements we all agreed upon not that long ago for the expansion of ISAF in Afghanistan, and that is going on as we speak.
Okay. Dragan, please.
Yes, I would add to my statement just that it's not working.
It is, I think it is.
We declare our intention as a country, as a new government, to continue our participation in the fight against the global terrorism, with participation in the three missions that the Republic of Macedonia has at the moment in Afghanistan, in Iraq and Bosnia, which is not clear NATO, it's EU, but still is connected.
Mm-hmm. It's connected through Berlin Plus, as we all know, so there is indeed, Prime Minister, there is a NATO connection.
Yeah, Dragan Blagojević, Serbian Beta News Agency for Secretary General. It seems that Prime Minister of Montenegro, Milo Djukanovic, requests officially for Montenegro to be accepted as a member in Partnership for Peace. What is your answer? What chances for Mr. Djukanovic and Montenegro to become a new member? Having in mind also that European Commissioner Olli Rehn yesterday now said that European Commission will re-begin the negotiations on stabilization and association accord with agreement with Montenegro. Thank you.
Let me start answering your question by congratulating Mr. Djukanovic publicly with the election result in Montenegro. I know him fairly well by now. I've met him many times. You're right, indeed. Montenegro has voiced the ambition to come into the Partnership for Peace, and I can assure you that the necessary contacts are there, and that the discussion between the allies will start very soon. But I'm looking at this as you might expect from a positive perspective, but. I mean, I can't speak for the allies yet, because the discussion has not been finished.
Okay. Lidija Jančovska, Channel 5, Macedonija. Hi, Mr. Schaefer. Prvo to prašanje do premijeru. Da li dobivte vije predstava od ovaj razgovor, što se očekuje od makedonskata vlada, za da može da se nadevame na pokana za 2 godine, kako što pretpostavljam se ušte, na što se ušte se nadava makedonska vlada, kako što je za EFTA predlagajanje tuka. I za gospodin od Schaefer, znači što je to što treba se završi za to i da može da kaže, da dade ohrabruvanje, deka 2008 kada dobijeme konečno tada pokana.
The first question is for the Prime Minister. Did you get a picture from this meeting? Is it possible to get the invitation in 2 years? And the second question is for Mr. Schaefer. What is it, what we as a country have to do in order to receive the invitation for membership in 2 years?
My answer is yes. We already have this picture what we have to do even before, but now once again it was repeated. That's the things that are well known, that we have to improve our legislatives, to implement some things of the framework agreement from OHRID, to show more results in the fight of the against the crime and corruption, to improve economy and so on and so on. That the things that were discussed in the previous meetings of Macedonian government with NATO High Representative.
Do you consider that we will receive invitation in 2008?
Yeah, it's our target.
I can as far as the answering your first question is concerned, I can echo the Prime Minister's words. I think we all know that this is a performance-based process, and the Prime Minister has mentioned the important elements, and I've mentioned them as well. And as far as dates are concerned and summits are concerned, you know my mantra by now, and that is that I'm not going to speculate on the when and the where. Let's focus first, and the allies are focusing now. In fact, we have our meetings in preparing the Riga summit. You know, we have an important foreign ministers meeting coming up next week in New York, and an important defense ministers meeting in Porto Roche in Slovenia. So we have started preparing those meetings and indirectly started preparing the summit. So we are discussing what I said, the signal which I hope will be given at the Riga summit at the end of November. And that's where I'll stay for the moment, because it would not be good for anybody, not for NATO, neither for aspiring nations, if the NATO Secretary General would start to speculate now about the when and the where exactly. But as the Prime Minister said, he knows exactly, and his government knows exactly what are the major elements of what we call performance. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Prime Minister, once again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.